KCNR are those of the hosts of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am
welcome
American
to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent and I am your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio. And like I say, today is November 6, 2011. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda. And Chandler, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good guy. How you doing there, Chandler?
I'm very good. Can't complain.
Maybe we could turn this up, my earphones, just a little bit. Okay. It's not as good as it was. That's much better. Okay, perfect. Okay, so our guest tonight is Nate Welch. He's in the studio with us here, and we'll be going over a bunch of stuff and information that you can't seem to get out there in the mainstream. And so the chat room, I'm not sure, is open or not. We seem to be having technical difficulties with regard to our internet connection. Hopefully it will come back on before the show is done. But until then, please feel free to call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. And if you have any questions or comments, and so here we go.
Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What is it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourselves on the issues. Talk to your neighbors, go to a tea party, check out the website, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. And that's what we plan on doing tonight.
Absolutely. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to call in, 530-605-4567, and we'll let you know if we get the chat room up at any point in time here. Some reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. This is every week, and so I'm not sure what our speaker is this week. I don't have that information available. Maybe we get the chat room up. We'll tell you. The Tea Party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And, my first quote for the day is, "The theory of the free press is not that the truth will be presented completely or perfectly in any one instance, but the truth will emerge from a free discussion." The Founding Fathers gave us a free press to protect it, for the protection it must have to bear the secrets of government and inform the people. So with that, let's get to it. Let's start with our first topic. And how you doing tonight, Nate?
Oh, I feel good. I feel great, actually, because, you know, we're fighting for the same freedoms that our forefathers have fought for. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good to be on that side. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we're fighting the same powers that they were fighting. The same families.
Isn't that crazy?
So I feel good to be on Andrew Jackson's side.
I think you're right. Yeah, it makes me want to get up and start doing the rope-a-doper and the stick and move thing right now.
It should. That's what we need. You know, we need that. We need passion back in America. Because I mean, I ask people, what do you think of when you think of the German people? What's the first thing that you think of? And it's obviously the SS and the Nazis, right? Unfortunately, because they've written brilliant music for centuries, and like they've done a lot of things. And unfortunately, that's where America's headed.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right. I think we got some real problems
with
here.
With the TSA, you know, groping us. I mean, the Nazis never even did that to people. And then just the Constitution, they're destroying it. The central banking system.
Yeah, they didn't grope you. They just shot you.
Yeah. But at least they, you know, they didn't have that audacity to go.
Yeah, they didn't grope you before they shot you anyway. You know,
well, I mean, just normal. The German people, though, you know, like the hard times during the German people.
No,
you
I
know,
understand.
They were shutting everything down. And
right. Right, very good. Listen, let me read this one little article here, and then we'll segue in. We're going to be a little bit out of our game tonight, folks, because we don't have internet, and it kind of threw us off. It stopped at the last minute here, so, you know, some of the things that we're going to talk about in our setup is a little skewed here, but we'll make do. The first article I have here before we get into the media blackout and bias and so forth is... The title of it is The Wall Street Party's Over Already. And this is from Mike Maloney at Wealth Cycles. And that, this was done on, 2 days ago on November 4th. And, I'll start reading it here. Just as the, Occupy Wall Street movement appears to be picking up steam and gaining more clout, its nemesis, the oversized investment firms who have enriched those 1% the protesters are yelling about, on the downhill slide. What's interesting about here is in the most recent implosion to make the headlines is the bankruptcy filing 4 days ago of New York-based MF Global, whose CEO, former Goldman Sachs CEO, and CEO, former governor of also of New Jersey, John Corzine, made huge bets on the European sovereign debt and lost big. MF Global currently is undergoing a commodities futures trading commission, the CFTC, investigation of a reported $593 million in missing investor funds, according to a Bloomberg article posted today. The article reports that some $658.8 million is missing from customer funds that have been located in J.P. Morgan Chase's custodial account. Now, isn't that interesting that, you know, we would just take the money out of the investor funds and somehow it works its way over to J.P. Morgan Chase, these guys are just, I mean, it's off the board.
It would be funny if it wasn't true.
Yeah, it would. It's almost funny, but it just, you know, reading the article makes me so mad I can't hardly see straight. So, yeah. Anyway, let's moving right along.
Well, yeah, I mean, J.P. Morgan and the Chase and these banks, these are the people that we're talking about when we're saying the Federal Reserve needs to end and these powers that are destroying the Constitution are these people.
Yeah. Because they're the stockholders. I mean, you know, basically you've got, you know, the corporation, the Federal Reserve, and the stockholders are J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America. You know, all these guys are the stockholders. Well, you know, those are corporations, and corporations are run by people. And people are the ones that are pulling the strings. And who's pulling the strings? Louis Feingold, Jamie Dimon, you know, Louis Corzine. You know, it's just incredible. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, but let's not forget the Queen of England and them, too.
Well, you know, they over the weekend, there was the withdrawal thing. You know, they remove everybody's money to the local credit unions and the local banking out of the big banks. And what's interesting is that the RBS, the Royal Bank of Scotland, and HSBC, all their internets are all shut down because they're having technical difficulties, I think was the last I heard. Yeah, technical difficulties.
Yeah. Spending problems.
Yeah.
I can't add any more zeros, you know, just by pushing the button
I guess
that way.
Being technically, a technical difficulty is insolvency. So, anyway, we got about a minute before we go to our first break. We want to talk about the candidates and this media blackout. You know, we had a clip that we had planned for us, but, you know, we'll get it to you guys if the internet comes back up. But we want to talk about how the media bias and the blackouts have been going on here lately. I mean, Ron Paul is just a prime example of how this guy has won straw poll after straw poll, you know, gets more money from the military than any other candidate, including Barack Obama, and just, I mean, getting his name mentioned on any mainstream media is just, you know, I mean, just little blurps here and there, and then it's crazy Uncle Paul, you know, on his foreign policy, and they don't talk about it in any reasonable fashion, which is just incredible. And what's interesting is he's the only one on the whole debate panel or in the candidates' chairs that's against the Federal Reserve. Now,
right, you have to ask yourself, do you believe in a big federal government or a small federal government? And that's pretty much what it boils down to. And in order to have a big federal government, you need to have a central banking system.
Right.
And so, really, that's all it boils down to. Like, I have arguments with Kane and, you know, Kane supporters and them. Do you like the Federal Reserve or do you not?
Well, supporters of Kane, Kane sounds reasonable. You know, he's not going to stop spending. He's not going to stop growing the debt.
He's just going to impose national income tax on
them. He's going to add another tax on top of the taxes that we already have. But what nobody talks about is that he used to be the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank at Kansas City. Now,
yeah, and he supported all the bailouts too, you know, and
yeah,
he supports this whole status quo that we have in Washington, the right and the left.
Yeah, and so does Romney, yeah. Perry, Pawlenty. You know, at what point in time do you start going, this blackout media bias is for a reason? Because why isn't anybody else speaking out against the Federal Reserve?
Right, they're lying to us by doing that.
Absolutely. So I think we're going to go into our first break here, and we'll be right back. My name is Mark Kent. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, Free Fire Media, 1460.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
We are back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire. This is Mark Kent. I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio, and then with me in the studio is Nate Welch and my sister Linda. And so, we're...
I'm reminded of Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell and some other woman pundit, and they're newscasters, and now they're... Their prompters have gone down, so they're sitting up there like, I don't know what to say. They started like killing each other and just going crazy.
Yeah, like our whole program is like disappeared in the blip of an internet burp. Yeah. It's like a boy. Yeah. So I guess we could just kind of bloviate for an hour or so here. That might be what we do best.
Go off the top of the head.
We're trying to reset everything and get the internet working. But hopefully we'll get some callers in. But go ahead, Linda. You actually have some stuff written down that we can actually go over.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I wanted to remind... Okay, now he's tearing the studio up.
Oh, wow. This reminds me of Elizabeth in the morning. This must be what happens to Elizabeth. The mics are falling off. I'm going from one to the other.
Okay. Well, let's try this again. I just wanted to let people know, you know, we got Veterans Day coming up on the 11th, and that's Friday, and we've got a lot of things that will be going on. Of course, there's always an event out at the Veterans Cemetery, and that starts at 10:55 a.m. out at the cemetery. So if you want to go out and pay your respects and everything, that is great. I also wanted to let the veterans know out there that Applebee's, I know, is one restaurant in town that will be serving free dinners for you guys. There's a lot of other ones that are also helping out during the day. Subway, Papa Murphy's, A&W, Arby's, all of them are having some kind of discount or possibly free meals. Big Lots will be giving veterans a 10% discount on Friday. Cabela's on the 11th and 12th. Okay, now he's got two mics.
I have two mics now.
We're in trouble now, folks. Yeah, Internet, please come back.
If I start playing the banjos off Deliverance here, we're going to be in trouble here. and I go, somebody's going cross-eyed now. That was just bizarre. That's never happened to me before. I'm sitting here, and the mic just falls off the arm. I'm not even touching it. It just goes bang.
Okay, I wish the internet would please come back because there may not be a studio by the time we get done tonight.
I want to know who was sitting in this chair this morning because I think that was a setup.
Uh-oh. Aaron.
Aaron, that's Elizabeth.
Aaron's sit there, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay, it was Aaron. She unscrewed the mic here, so it was just barely hanging there. And you know, anyway.
Oh, well, I'm not going to touch mine because if Elizabeth was sitting here, then I'm really in trouble.
Yeah, I know. It's the Sovereign Mind Show with Groucho Marx and anyway, sorry. Keep going on with your reading.
Anyhow,
there.
I was letting you know about Cabela's on the 11th and 12th. They will be giving anywhere from a 5% to 50% discount to veterans, depending on the items. Sears will be doing a 10%.
Internet's back on.
Oh, we got internet back?
We're back up and running. Oh, okay. Thank goodness. Nate lied.
Uh-oh.
He was
giving us that false
one page that I wanted came back.
I thought
up.
Maybe he kicked a field goal or something.
I'm back enough. I'm back enough till when it worked.
When it used to work.
Well, hey, let's talk about the Republicans.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about something. You know, we can't do the soft shoe because nobody can see us. So,
Well, let's see. What would you say is a good definition of a Republican? Being part of a republic, obviously, but I mean.
It's a two-party system. It used to mean that they had conservative values. Do I need to move Chandler here? We're actually redoing the studio as we speak. Mm-hmm. You know,
jackhammer will be going off.
Yeah, there'll be a jackhammer in the background here in a minute, and you know we're trying to fix the internet. Republican. Oh yeah, Republican. That used to mean conservative values, adherence to the Constitution, limited government. No taxes. Before 1913, no income taxes, no direct taxes. They had to change that. It's just coincidental that they changed the income tax rules in conjunction with the Federal Reserve System at the same time. Because if you have a central bank that prints money out of thin air, and, you know, what most people don't understand is that it's mathematically impossible to pay the debt off because the more you print, every dollar that is borrowed into existence, you know, in other words, if the government lends me a dollar and charges me interest and I have to pay the government back a dollar, how am I going to pay the interest off unless I borrow more money? And that's kind of what the deal is. So, you got to have the federal, and you got to have the IRS and the tax collection to collect the money to do that. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I just think of a printing press, right? Okay. Well, just picture a big room with a printing press in it. How much does that really cost to run that printing press? Not very much, probably. But these bankers, you want $1 trillion? Here, that's all right. Here, I'm going to print it up for you for $100,000, maybe.
Houston.
And we're going to charge you a couple billion.
Houston.
We have connections.
We have landed. We have internet again. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And pass the ammunition. So maybe we can get back on track here. Boy, this really, really threw us for a total loop here. Everything going down right when we're starting up. So, pardon us for maybe the show not being as professionally up to par as usual. But, anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying they charge us so much money. $14 trillion in debt just to have them print money for us when it should be our own responsibility, which the Constitution says, actually.
Well, we should have sound money, which would be gold and silver, and it can't be manipulated, and it can't be printed out of thin air, so the bankers don't get a free ride off the backs of all of the people who like to work and save. So that is the issue. I mean, the issue is, with no skin in the game, wow, everybody's starting to come online. I almost feel like we're in a normal situation again here almost. We can pull up the chat room and headlines and, you know.
We have a lot of people on the chat, it looks like.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we actually might be able to operate here.
All right, let's talk about the candidates for a while. I know some people that – let's start with Perry first. Well, okay, Cain, because he's the man. We already talked about him being part of the Federal Reserve, and that should instantly cut him out. It does to me. But Perry, does anybody know that he works for Al Gore? That he was campaign manager for Al Gore?
Yeah, I heard that.
When he was running in Texas. And then later he would, in the 90s, he was advocating for Hillary Care, which was like way worse than Obamacare. And so he's the kind of guy that wants to be a Republican when he wants, you know, when it's cool or something. And he also is going to the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, I got Terry kidding me in the chat room. He wants me to do my voice. It's like, is that your pinky? Why you don't pay me no more? You used to pay me. Yeah, it's me. Sorry. I think we're losing it here today, quite frankly, because it's like we totally got slammed out of our game. Yeah.
We're not losing it. It's all right. I'm losing it just because everything's so crazy, and I can't believe the people believe so much.
That's what it is. I mean, it's like there's a bad moon horizon. I think this week is going totally crazy. We got everything with the banks going off the charts. And when I say the banks, I'm not even talking about the Federal Reserve. I mean, everybody's going under. And, it's like we got MF Global imploding. We got Europe imploding. You know, we've got that contagion going over here because they sold all the credit default swaps to the European banks, which is insurance. But if you sell insurance by printing money out of thin air to cover debts that have all been printed out of thin air, what you end up with is a big, huge pile of paper, and the economy starts imploding, and then you start blaming capitalism, even though it has nothing to do with capitalism.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate reason why the Occupy got, you know, hijacked, is now they're making it a capitalist movement, and it was a Federal Reserve movement at first, you know, and the banks that make up the Federal Reserve are Chase Manhattan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. These are the banks that make up the Federal Reserve system, and so these are the huge problems, but
it's interesting, you know, that it keeps coming back to that. We were going to do a show on media blackouts, and I kind of wanted to talk about the rural America thing and, you know, what the paper did. They waited for a week or so before they printed a story, and then they slanted the story like the sheriffs were up there stirring the trouble up, and, you know, all these poor guys that, you know, the environmentalists are now intimidated and all this stuff. And the real deal was that the fish and game and the agencies from the government were going out there and, you know, trespassing on the ranchers' land, and
then again, you know, we got back to the media. They're not reporting it correctly or accurately to most of the people out there, and so we're back to the problem with the media.
Media bias.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You know, gosh, it's just got to fit right into that scenario of Everything's okay as long as the government's heading toward a socialist agenda.
Yeah. People need to stand up more and speak out about it so we can start getting the truth.
And they choose sides, you know. I mean, that's the problem with the media. They shouldn't choose sides. They should just present
They're supposed to be reporting the news.
And then that's it. But and they choose sides, you know, and they're obviously left-leaning here, which is unfortunate, too.
No.
But
I think we're going to come up with a new name for the record flashlight or something. I'm not sure. You know, what we're going to do on that one. We're going to work on it, you know.
I don't get is now that Obama's in, the liberals love that we're going to Libya and we're in these wars still and we're expanding the wars, but then as soon as somebody they don't like in, oh, this is terrible, you know, then it's
can you imagine
overreach.
If we just, and all the headlines switched Bush for Obama, Bush attacks Libya. Bush.
They would be off the rails.
They'd be in
totally.
The streets. Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, where's Code Pink? They're with Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah. But where are we, though? I mean, Obama went to Libya without congressional approval.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't done it since World War II. I mean, so this has happened
There's been a lot of wars that have been initiated here without any congressional approval, which could be, you know, completely legal wars, which, in my opinion, are completely illegal wars.
You know, at the, so. Like, the what gets us into it. You know, I mean, a lot of the time that's self-inflicted.
I just got a text message, the putrid flashlight.
There you go.
We got to go to a break, guys. We're starting to get back on our game here. Things are starting to work again. This is 1460. I'm Mark Kent. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and this is Home of the Free Fire.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm Mark Kent, and we're having a heck of a day here. It's a heck of a day in the neighborhood today.
Hey, it's getting better now, though.
This is just in, hot off the chalkboard.
I think we got Charles online.
Well, we got Charles online, but I wanted to mention Brad Backus. Bacchus will be at the Tea Party tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and he's with the Pacific Legal Foundation, who is a group helping people defend themselves against big government overreach. So show up there and check it out and see what's going on. Charles, are you? We have Charles and Terry on the line. We're going to talk to Charles first, but don't go away, Terry. Charles, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Here's a few more. I mean, if you think you've only just mentioned one and only example of bias on the part of the Record Searchlight, which frankly is starting to make Pravda look even-handed. look at how they're covering the Dolores Lucero, the campaign to recall her. I mean, they basically want Dolores Lucero tarred, feathered, and ridden out of town on a rail just for questioning some of the things the city of Shasta Lake has been doing with some of their appropriations.
Yeah, I don't even know where to weigh in on that story because I've been hearing stuff from both sides, and I'm going to stay out of this one. I'm going to stay neutral
for
now.
Just read the stories they put out, and the bias is just. I mean, it'll make your stomach.
I'll have to catch up on that, Charles, because I haven't been on that one.
And let's not forget how they covered the Charter City controversy.
Well, that's true. That was pretty slanted, left-leaning. Everything to do with the Charter City was bad. Look at this Defend Rural America thing. It took them a week and a half to get to the story, and it was only after pressure was put on them from several sources that I know of personally, and then all of a sudden we got this big story about how bad the sheriffs are and how this is all a big Tea Party event, and they didn't even interview anybody there. And what they did was they interviewed people that weren't even there from down the river that didn't even know what the event was about or show up.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. Absolutely insane. So, if you got anything else, Charles, if not, I'm going to go to Terry.
No, that was...
Pretty much it. All right,
so
cool.
I have to say das vidanya.
All right, das vidanya, Charles, and I'll see you tomorrow night at the Tea Party. All right, good night. Terry, are you on?
Is that you, Pinky?
Is that you, Pinky? Yeah. Everybody knows that's from Running Scared with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. Remember that movie?
Yes.
He's all like the informer. You know, he's pretending he's the informer, and he's going, why don't you pay me no more?
Oh, shoot.
Hey, we're getting out of control now.
I know. Well, it started out that way. We might as well just keep rolling with the punches here because it's not getting any better.
No, it's not.
The article with the Record Searchlight today, or the many articles, it's amazing to me, that first of all, the gentleman who wrote the article for the Examiner, wasn't he on this morning on We the People?
The gentleman who wrote the article for...
The Examiner,
yes, Stephen Greenhut.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. You're absolutely correct.
Before that, in a conversation with Silas Lyons, he actually didn't know that a photographer/reporter even went up to the event in Wairika. And then once this article was sent to him by Sally, all of a sudden he comes back and is talking about we're going to have this long article and several articles about this issue, and we have a reporter working on it. Well, the reporter that worked on it never even was up there.
Yeah, didn't he also say something about to the fact that he would decide what was newsworthy?
Well, what it was is I had made the comment that basically, you know, this could be a historic event, and he goes, well, I don't know if it's historical, and basically I'm the editor, and I would, I'm the one who would make that call. And I said, well, that's true. I said, you know, basically, we really enjoy the Pet of the Week articles. They're pertinent to what's going on now.
Yeah, so, I guess, you know, 9 sheriffs showing up from several Northern California counties and Southern Oregon, you know, coming together with the theme of being to protect the ranchers and farmers from federal government overreach into their water rights and property rights and trying to put them out of business through their fees and impounds is just, something that, Pet of the Week, whatever. Okay, so, yeah.
You know, I believe it's up to, I know it's over 10 sheriffs, but I believe it's up to 12 at this point.
How is it? And growing.
Yeah, last that I heard. And
so 9 and growing.
Our sheriff was interviewed by the Record Searchlight, and nothing came out about that either. So I'm really kind of wondering what's going on with that and all this scrambling to really get, I believe, the most important issue that the North State maybe has ever faced.
Yeah, because this seems to be
your water rights and your property rights from you. That's a pretty big issue.
Well, this seems to
stand up for your constitutional rights. That's quite a stance.
It's supposed to happen.
Yeah, this is supposed to be. This is kind of the tip of the spear too. This is kind of the experimental thing to see if they can shoot it through up there in a small county, the county that has a hard time defending itself, so they can keep going with this thing. And you know, it's like unbelievable that these guys. I mean, you know, we're talking about a free press. Guess what? The free press is no longer that press. The free press is us. And anybody who'll actually come on to the air or get on the internet or blog and start telling people the truth. That's what we need more and more of, because, you know, we're not getting the truth with these guys. We're getting a slanted, biased viewpoint so that they can sell newspapers and feel good about themselves when they're looking at their fairy shrimp inside their aquarium by the store.
I wonder really, you know, how volatile the paper is, other than maybe being used to start a fire. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it just shows their true colors, and it shows that they're totally out of touch with their people around them. I mean, this is one of the most conservative areas in California.
Right.
Yet they want to pretend like it's not.
Well, Terry, you came up with a great point, because, you know, that's actually the only reason that I was subscribing for a while, because I didn't have anything else to start my stove with.
Exactly.
And, you know, so that, I mean, I might have to resubscribe so I can have some, you know, stuff for my stove.
It's good for the birds, too. Like,
I
lay down there.
Interesting is when there was a part of the article in the Record Searchlight where it said that the state game wardens say they, too, have been getting vague threats for at least a year, although so far no one has acted on them. Well, vague threats from who, and how much of a threat can you actually have when you are the person being the game wardens going on people's property armed and going and knocking on women's doors and telling them that you're going to go on their property to check these things out, whether or not they have the right to or not. I mean, who's threatening who here?
Yeah, any they show up. It's like, you're in a heap of trouble, ma'am. Have you got any unauthorized coho in your freezer? You know, it's like
it's unbelievable. And I mean, you know, to be painted as a victim. I mean, really?
Yeah, they're
really.
Right. Oh, and we should mention the fact that the people with the dog and the hunt down the river and the tribes and all this. Oh, they're just doing this because they want to have their they're smoking their utopian peace pipe, and you know that's all good for everybody. And you know, life is wonderful, rainbows and lollipops. And they just forgot to mention that they might be getting a grant for like $1 billion or something.
Well, I think it's like 2.2.
Yeah, to get paid off so that you know. They can, be in lockstep to get the dams removed over there. Gee, that just slipped through the cracks there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you have a situation like this. And you know, I was really hoping for hope that at least here in a conservative county, for the most part, you'd have a newspaper that at least would just present the news and at least present something fairly, rather than having something that was so biased and something that was so ridiculous in the fact that, I mean, these guys feel threatened by who? I mean, the little old ladies that are trying to can some peaches in their backyard while you're worried about their salmon? Really?
Well, in all fairness, there are some ranchers out there that are getting pretty mad, but I don't think the threatening has been from their part. But
not at all.
It's starting to turn around to that point where they're starting to get angry about it, and that's the and all of a sudden, gee, it's like you go out and you pick a fight, and then you go, oh, whoa, don't get mad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, and you guys were talking about Ron Paul, and you know, Ron Paul has really had a tremendous message. You know, he's the one that does follow the Constitution, and whether or not you're a Ron Paul fan or a Ron Paul supporter or not, the thing is, if you really take the time to listen to what he says,
yep,
and you really take the time to study the things he's talking about, there actually is not only everything to do with the Constitution and adhering to it, but there actually is a lot of common sense to what he says.
Absolutely. Or we can go with one of the other candidates that, you know, we can agree with one thing on, and there's a whole bunch of other things that we don't like, you know, Romney Care and bigger government that keeps happening and more spending, and we're not going to worry about the Federal Reserve. Or we can go with somebody who wants to stick with the Constitution, follow it to the letter, and I don't like his foreign policy.
And the beauty of it is that he doesn't just say it. Like, we get a lot of people that just say things, and then we're supposed to believe them. He has 30-plus years in Congress voting for the Constitution, and he doesn't care if it's his party in there. He will still vote no for it if it's not constitutionally correct.
You know, Nate, you're a young guy, and the thing that's really I find interesting is that a lot of the young people and a lot of college students are really flocking behind Ron Paul. What is so appealing to him for the young people and the college students, which is really unheard of since they've always kind of flocked to the liberal side?
Right, and the big thing is Ron Paul talks about just getting the government off their back. And also I think it is because he's not given a chance to speak on the mainstream media because he is the number one Googled, too. And also, he's the number one campaign contributor.
Well, and look, he's what straw poll after straw poll. We're going to pull some more of this information up for you guys too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of it is because he doesn't do the political dance like the rest of them.
And he gives the young people hope. I think is the biggest thing. Hope that we can get back to a free society.
You know, genuine. And I think that's a good point right there because a lot of young people now, you come out of college with a degree, you probably spent $100,000 to get that degree, and you're searching for a job, and you're really lucky if you can find one. And not only that, but with all this spending and this just complete out of control. Government management with Obama, with his insane executive orders.
Terry, hold on to that thought. We got to go to a break, and we'll be right back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead till life won't pass me by.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Escape for a fabulous evening of exotic cuisine and entertainment during the Taste of Greece at Mercy Oaks on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy a mouth-watering array of authentic Greek dishes and pastries, followed by Greek dancing and music. Your $40 donation helps support the St. George Greek Orthodox Church Building Fund. Seating is limited. Call Nina Pappas for reservations at 246-8809. That's 246-8809. The Taste of Greece, Saturday, November 12th at Mercy Oaks, just off College View Drive.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, and I'm your host, Mark Kent. And, we are the champions, and we're going to keep on fighting till the end, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be the end of big government, the Federal Reserve, and we're going to get back to sound money and freedom.
And our country.
Get our country back, absolutely. So we got Terry on the line. Terry, what we want to do is we want to have Nate tell us a little bit about how many polls that Ron Paul has won and what he's been doing here lately. Then we're going to go to a small clip that we've got keyed up that we were going to play at the beginning of the show, and then we'll come back and have discussion on it. Does that sound good? All right, very good. Go ahead, Nate.
Well, first I wanted to say when Bachman wins the poll, the Iowa poll, it's all over the place that she's the front runner and she's basically going to win. And then Kane wins the Florida poll, and then all of a sudden he's the front runner, he's going to win. So they got one poll each, I think. And let's see how many Ron Paul has. Well, he just won the Illinois poll yesterday. So he won the Illinois, that's, you know, Obama's hometown. And then he's won the Ohio straw poll. He's won the RLC straw poll, Republican Leader Conference. He's won the South Carolina poll. He's won the California poll, which is just crazy to me, but hey, that's cool. And then he's won the CPAC straw poll. He's won both tallies at the GOP straw poll in Iowa. He's won the historic Ames, the one in Iowa Ames, he lost by 150 votes. So he basically, and then anybody below that was like 2,000
so
away.
So he came in second.
So he basically, but yeah, there's some kind of iffy stuff going on there, but. And then he also won the Value Voter Summer straw poll, and he's won New Hampshire Young Republican straw poll. I mean, these are a whole bunch of polls that he's winning, but they want to tell us that he's unelectable somehow.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? I mean, is that amazing? Let's go ahead and play the clip now, and then we'll come back.
Has ever been right about is that he's unelectable.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
Just Ron Paul is going to destroy this party.
Paul is doing very well out in Iowa, and I don't think that's going to thrill a lot of the Republican establishment.
Right now, live, right next to the bus behind us, Ron Paul is speaking, and seven of the candidates are here today. We have live pictures of Ron Paul, but you know what? We're talking about Sarah Palin, and we're talking about Rick Perry, the two people not in the race yet, Drew.
And guess what, Paul? If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say. Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should,
thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum, he didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. This pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth, behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy.
Oh, here's what you're tweeting me at Jerry Willis FBN. The only real candidate is Ron Paul. Come on, Jerry, you know this by now. Everyone else is for endless wars and big government. And Frank writes, he is not getting the attention he should. However, I do not think he will be the last one standing. And Jim says this, I believe he is. His plans for our government are basic, simple, and easy to implement. No story there for the media. Question tonight, is Ron Paul being ignored by the media? Log on to jerrywillis.com. Take the poll on the right-hand side of your screen. I'll share the results at the end of tonight's show. Earlier this hour, we debated whether presidential candidate Ron Paul is getting enough attention. He basically tied with Michelle Bachmann in this weekend's straw poll, but she got all the news coverage. Not to mention his Texas colleague, Rick Perry, stealing all the headlines. So we asked on JerryWillis.com, is Ron Paul being ignored by the media? 97% of you said yes, he is. 3% said no. And listen to this. We had voters from 26 different countries voting in that poll.
Fears have finally caught up with the candidate. Paul's message hasn't changed, but the urgency of what he's saying has increased dramatically. And it seems like this time more people may be listening. He came within an eyelash of finishing first in the Iowa straw poll, less than 200 votes behind Michelle Bachmann out of nearly 17,000 votes cast. Again, a fact that was largely overlooked by the mainstream media.
I think that's
Bachmann
probably enough.
No,
yeah, you get the point.
We're going to cut it off there. There's actually 5 more minutes of that stuff. And we can even put together more than that. Maybe we're not getting anything from the mainstream news out there that we should be getting on all of the issues with all of the candidates. And I think this totally proves it.
Correct.
Yeah. They're telling us who to like instead of giving us every information we could ever want and letting us make the decision.
That's exactly right.
Another dynamic of this whole thing is that there's rumors going on out there that are totally absurd. He tried to usurp Ron Paul. One good one was the fact that if Herman Cain was the candidate, Mitt Romney was the candidate, then Ron Paul would run on the independent party, on the independent ticket. Now, I haven't heard that, and why would Ron Paul single out one candidate? That doesn't even fit his personality to go and jump into another party. It just, all this absurd stuff just to try to usurp a guy who's just telling the truth, you know, and that's something that I think just it's the bottom line. And I know Mark, you and I talked about this today, and you brought up a really good point. Hey, you know, the truth works.
Yep. Yeah.
Works every time.
Yeah, I'm for the truth. That's what that's exactly what it's about.
It's just that simple.
And there's no dancing around and trying to explain something. You know, it's not in the Constitution. I'm going to shut it down.
Yeah, our current president hasn't lied about anything, and he's been totally transparent about everything, and there's been zero problems with him, you know, being upfront and truthful with the American people. No behind-the-scenes closed-door activity, no Fast and Furious,
no Super Congress,
no wars in Libya.
Did you know that only the lobbyists can go into that? No congressman can even go in and talk to these guys, but lobbyists can.
Gee, where's that in the Constitution?
Probably the most insane statement I've heard President Obama say was the fact that, you know, if Congress is not going to pass my job bill, then we just have to go around them. How does that work?
Yeah.
Well, when you're...
how does that work unless you have a country that isn't free and constitutional anymore?
Thus the term czars. Yeah, yeah. I mean, in other words, we can make laws that don't matter to Congress. Congress becomes totally irrelevant. And we are at the stage where this is like dictator stage. People aren't getting this, but we're like one step away from a dictator here. And
one crisis away.
Yeah, one crisis.
It's already in order. Because you said executive orders. Bush wrote a lot of executive orders also that in the case of emergency, shuts down all our roads, shuts down all our communications, shuts down
food,
everything.
Well, and you know about the thing on the 9th, right, where they're going to shut down all the TV stations, radio stations for a minute at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the night as an emergency broadcasting thing. So let me see. Let me get this straight.
They actually showed the ad for that tonight.
So
on NBC, they actually showed the ad for that where the speaker came on and let people know that this would be happening on November the 9th.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense to put all the power of the emergency broadcast system in the hands of the federal government, and one person can shut the switch off instead of having it diversified all over the place so that you can have more. You know, I mean, more checks and balances from it going down. It's just absolutely insane.
I'm just totally out of control more and more. It's ridiculous.
We are kind of running out of time here, so I better get a couple of house cleaning things in. We got 2 minutes. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consulting is in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations by appointment only. Here's a closing quote from the great Will Rogers. If stupidity got us into this mess, then why can't stupidity get us out?
I just wanted one thing, too. Ron Paul is the only veteran running for president right now.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I mean, so it's like crazy right now. I mean, people need to wake up and start looking to alternative sources of information. Quit plugging into Anderson Cooper and CNN and CNNBC and, you know, Bret Baier and Fox News and start looking for the truth here, because that's what the problem is. We are running out of truth fast and running into problems faster. So
one quick one. If it's a soldier's job to do his duty, it's a citizen's job to question whether the government is putting Americans' best and bravest in harm's way.
Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. My name is Mark Kent, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio. You got something, sis?
Yeah, just remember, tomorrow night at Reading Tea Party for 2750.
Okay. 2570 South Bonnie U. Destiny Fellowship. Okay, good night. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you next week. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
It's going insane. It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. As stones fall from heaven, hear the rumble of war.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta.